Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia election officials opened their ninth satellite office. This one's in the southwest neighborhood known as Africatown. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
It is a beautiful day for democracy in Philadelphia.
City Commissioner Seth Bluestein helped cut the ribbon on the office at 61st and Woodland, where voters can register, request a mail-in ballot, fill out a mail-in ballot, and return a mail-in ballot 7 days a week in an effort to improve election participation.
This should not be a Democratic value or Republican value. This is an American value.
By next Tuesday, there will be 10 of these satellite offices, one in each council district. The idea took hold in 2020 when the pandemic made in-person voting hazardous and some voters didn't trust the then brand new mail-in ballots to the post office. Now the offices are becoming permanent. Commission Chair Omar Sabir says Philadelphia is the only county he knows of offering the service.
Election administrators across the country call Philadelphia crazy. We have a mail program, we have a satellite program, and we're going to have 700 polling locations. And it's really basically due to the demand.
Sabir says Philadelphians want lots of options and the commissioners want lots of turnout. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Indigenous Peoples Day is Monday, but the Museum of the American Revolution isn't waiting until then to celebrate. The museum has a whole weekend plan to honor local tribes that contributed to the founding of the country. More now from KYW's Nigel Thompson.
There's a lot planned for Indigenous Peoples Weekend at the Museum of the American Revolution, with activities and presentations throughout. But Family Programs Manager Rebecca Franco says the daily performances from Lenape tribe members in the museum's outdoor plaza are something every visitor should see.
They're going to be doing a great presentation both about their history in Pennsylvania and also how they ended up in Oklahoma, talking a little bit about their culture and sharing some social dances that they do.
The performances will happen every day at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m., and will run through Monday. Beyond the performance, visitors can try their hands at tribal beadworking and belt crafting, and tour a gallery and watch a film showcasing Native Americans' contributions to the revolution.
It's really important that we lift them up and that we share that there was this sort of unknown side of the American Revolution, and that it involves people who have been here since the beginning.
I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It was a chance for minority business owners to learn how to help their firms take off. And KYW's Mike DiNardo tells us about Friday's forum at Philadelphia International Airport.
Doing business with the airport was the destination for many of the contractors and executives gathered at the airport Marriott. Sheena Moore with Rightway Construction is looking to expand her business.
Building jobs, trying to get opportunities for the airport. So that's why we're here. Networking, developing, gaining experience, and gaining partnerships as well.
Moore was among several hundred business representatives learning about terminal concessions, construction, and other things the airport needs at the airport's 12th annual Business Opportunity Forum. The city's Department of Aviation CEO Atif Seed says this year's event has a special emphasis on preparing for the semi-quincentennial.
A lot needs to get done between now and 2026, and it will take participation from a lot of people, and we would love the opportunity for small underrepresented businesses to be able to participate.
At the airport, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Kate Bronstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.